Senate Bill 5 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 5, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate Bill 5 is a work product of the Interim Health Committee, which took a very serious look at health insurance costs and the affordability and availability of health insurance. Over the course of really the last 10 years, this body and the state legislature as a whole significant reform our health insurance, a purpose of making sure that health insurance is both affordable and available. I think we all agree that we still have a ways to go for all of our citizens, but strides have been made. One of the things which we have done is go to rating bands in our state, trying to control prices which are charged for health insurance policies within those bands. Those were implemented on July 1 of 1996. And the rating bans affected all policies going forward, and they have had a positive impact in controlling costs for our citizens. The problem that we have developed, however, is for those policies which were issued prior to 1996, there were really no controls imposed upon them. And what Senate Bill 5 tries to do is to offer the same kind of protection to those people who had their policies issued before July 1 of 1996 as for those who were issued after July 1 of 1996. Now, this bill was hog-housed in the Senate, although it speaks to the same subject. And the reason why it was hog-housed was that the health insurance industry came forward, the Division of Insurance came forward, and the sponsors of the bill sat down and we worked out a compromise which is acceptable to everyone.
Members of the body, it is really getting difficult for even me to hear the presenter. I know that there are a number of things that we're trying to discuss, but if you have to talk to one another, please do it in more of a whisper, and if possible, go out into the lobby and do the discussion as well. It is getting difficult to hear. Representative Peterson, I apologize for interrupting. You still have the floor.
Thank you. I will just briefly summarize. What the bill does was simply bring down over a period of time the base rate and the charge for the base premium that insurers could charge for policies issued before July 1 of 1996, so that by July 1, 2005, that rate could not exceed 2 times the base premium. Again, the purpose of this bill is to try and control health insurance costs in our state and make sure that health insurance is both available and affordable for all of our citizens. I urge your support for this bill, Senate Bill 5. Thank you.
Further remarks concerning Senate Bill 5? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 5. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 5.
Representatives Cutler, Richard Brown, Napoli, and Hansen. Representatives Napoli and Richard Brown. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 2, absent 2, excused 3.
Senate Bill 5, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.